Good morning. Welcome to all those that are with us. We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Hoshana Rabbah, Halacha Aleph. We dedicate the Shir today again for a complete Refuah Shalema for Gavriel Shalom Ben Idit, Yus Behendel Bas Gitalea, Aviv Yolana Bas Yus Behendel, Sora Rochel Bas Yus Behendel, Chaim David Ben Chanafega, Rivka, Chava, Bas Yehudis, and all the others that need a refuah and a Yeshua in Klal Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal begins, Ma sheloikchim arvei nachal b'hoishan rabba, this that we take the hoishanis, we call it typically in Yiddish, it's called hoishanis, it's actually the same species as the aravois, the weeping willow branches, but instead of two like we put into the lulav, on Hoshana Rabbah, in addition to the lulav and the dalet minim, we have the hoshanas, which is five of those weeping willow branches. Ki oz hu gmar hachasima, because Hoshana Rabbah is the completion and finalization of the seal of the judgment. Hainu sheba Rosh Hashanah hu haschola. On Rosh Hashanah is when the judgment begins. Viato hu hagmar, and Hoshana Rabbah is the completion. Uma sheyesh baroish yesh basoif, and that which we have in the beginning, we also have at the end. Ukemavur bezoyar, as is brought in the Zoyar Kodesh, shebo Hoshana Rabbah hu bechinas vayoshov Yitzchok vayachboires habeiros. That on Hoshana Rabbah, what's taking place is that Yitzchok Avinu is returning, coming back, and digging up the wells. The concept of Yitzchok Avinu represents din, judgment, pachad Yitzchok. And on Rosh Hashanah is when Yitzchok is initiated, and then he's reinitiated, the Midas HaDin is reinitiated on Hoshana Rabbah. B'Rosh Hashanah Sheirusa, B'hai Yoimo Misare. On Rosh Hashanah is when this Midas HaDin is aroused and begun. And it's completed on Hoshana Rabbah. Nimtza, Sheba Hoshana, important to note, the Arizal writes that even though the decision is finalized on Hoshana Rabbah and the green light is given for the police to go out and implement the judgment, the heavenly police, the angels, still, they're on pause until the end of Hoshana Rabbah. It doesn't actually take place till Shmini Atzeres, allowing us on Hoshana Rabbah to do a final tshuva. Nimtza, we see therefore, Sheba Hoshana Rabbah Choyzer Umisoyer Haschola, that on Hoshana Rabbah, there is repeated and reactivated what took place in the beginning. That which began on Rosh Hashanah, the judgment, is aroused again, comes back again on Hoshana Rabbah, v'nistayim, and it's completed. V'hine, al pi ha-maymar tiku, likutei tanina simen hei, based on the chapter in Likutei Moran, tiku, chapter 5, in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is a Rosh Hashanah Torah, Visham Mavoyer Kol Inyan Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim V'Sukkos. In that chapter on Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nizal explains the whole concept of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkos as it relates to Tikkun Emunah. U'Rosh Hashanah Nizgaleho Emunah. On Rosh Hashanah is when the Emunah is first being revealed. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Af emunascha bekehal kedoshim, and also faith in you in the gathering of holy people, referring to the large gathering of Jews that takes place on Rosh Hashanah. K'may shekos of Shom, as Rabbi Nizal writes over there in Likutei Moran, v'hizgalus ho emunah ho al yidei shenizgalin ho etzos. In order to reveal and broadcast emunah, it requires etzos, shehein bechinas Mayim Amukim, which are referred to as deep waters. Rabbi Nizal there quotes the pasuk, Mayim Amukim, Eitza Balevish. So Eitza is called deep waters, and that pasuk also speaks about Emunah at the end of the pasuk. B'chinas mima'amakim k'rasich Hashem. And as the Pasuk says in Tehillim also, Hashem, we call out to you from the depths, from a low, the lowest place. Again, this mayim amukim, kemavoy Hashem, as Rabbi Nizal elaborates over there in Likutei Moran. And this is why on Rosh Hashanah is when we begin reciting this chapter of Tehillim, Shir Amalis Mimamakim, after Yishtabach, and we continue to do it throughout the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Because it's from this Ma'amakim, from these Eitzois, the proper Eitzois, that the Emunah is revealed. And this is tied into the creation of the world, which took place on Rosh Hashanah. And the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, in the beginning, first there was darkness, and then there was light. That's the concept of revealing advice, whereby before the person has the advice, they're in a state of darkness. They don't know what to do. And when the Eitzah is revealed, it's shedding light on the subject. And again, by the Eitzah is being revealed, the Emunah is elevated. All of this is initiated on Rosh Hashanah, Shehu HaHaschola, which is the beginning of this process. Viator, and now, Bohishana Rabbah, Shehu HaSoif, which is Shana Rabbah, which is the end of this process, Hu Gemar HaChasima. That's the finalization of the seal. Anu Choyzrin Umoyoren HaAscholo. We go back and reactivate that what took place in the beginning. Dehainu Hizgalus HaEitzois, the revelation of advice. Shalideze Nizgat El HuEmuna, which is what elevates and nurtures the Emuna. V'ze b'chinas arvei nachal, and this is the concept of the arovois, the two arovois, the two branches of the weeping willow tree that are included in the Dalet Minim. Shehem b'chinas eitzois, they represent eitzois, b'chinas kloyois yoyatzois. As the Gemara says in Brachos, it's the two kidneys from which we draw eitzah. Shehein bechinas netzach hoid, and the kloyois and the arovois correspond to the spheroids of netzach and hoid. Sheze bechinas arvei nachal kayodua. The three hadasim correspond to chesed gvura tiferes. The two arovois correspond to netzach and hoid. The lulav is yesoid, and the esroig is malchus. The arvei nachal heim afike mayim. The arovois, which grow generally by water, but in a swampy area, that type of area, they're referred to as afike mayim in the pasuk. They bring forth water, b'chinas mayim amukim eitzah b'levish, which again is associated with this concept of eitzah, which is referred to as deep waters. K'mo shekosuv shom, as Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Likutei Moran, v'alkein heim nikroim hoishanois, and this is why these five branches that we take together on Hoshana Rabbah are called Hoshanas, al shem shetzoyekim aleim Hoshana, because of the fact that when we're holding them, we're crying out to Hashem, Hoshana, Hashem, help us, save us. Ki bevadai kein roi litzak aleim Hoshana, because that's definitely the most appropriate area for which a person should cry out Hashem, saying, Hashem, please help me. Ki hoishana moira al tzakas halev. Because this statement, hoishana, save us, Hashem, help us. The term Yeshua means a salvation, give us a salvation, implies a crying out from the depths of the heart, which Rabbi Nizal expounds on over there in that chapter in Likutei Moran. Sheze b'chinas mima makim krosich Hashem. That's this concept of crying out Hashem from the depths of my heart. B'chinas tzaka salev me'um kadaliba, as the Gemara says, from the depths of the heart. Shai deizen is galen eitzois. That's how a person is zoicha to reveal the eitzois that they need, by crying out Hashem from the depths of our heart. K'mo shekosuv shom, as Rabbi Nizal explains over there. Ki hoishano moire al tzaka salev. because this term Hoshana, please save us. Kimoimishu chas v'shalom b'tzora gedoyla, like a person who finds themselves in a terrible situation. Ve'eino yochol adaber shum divrei bakoshois v'tachnunim v'ritzuyim, and the person is under such stress and pressure that they can't really explain, speak about their situation. They just scream, save me, help me, when a person's in real desperation. And this is why the aravos, which we said represent etzos, are called hoshanos, because the concept of revealing the etzos that a person needs, that's directly connected to that cry from the depths of the heart. And this is what the Zohar HaKadosh is referring to when it tells us that Yitzchak returned, he went back and he dug up the wells of water, which means we're returning. What we started on Rosh Hashanah, we're going back for a grand finale on Hoshana Rabbah. We're going back and digging up again, revealing those waters. Haynu ha'etzos shenikroim mayim b'chinas mayim amukim. V'Yitzchok daiko hu choyferes hamayim. And it's specifically Yitzchok that's the one who's digging up these wells, this water, shehim ha'etzos. Ki hisgalus ha'etzos heim mitoich ha'choshech. Because the revelation of the advice that a person needs comes specifically from within the darkness. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Goyle amukois mini choshech. Hashem reveals deep things from within the darkness. Shehu bechinas pachad Yitzchok. Shemishom nizgalin ho'etzos. It's from there that the etzos are revealed. Shehem bechinas chafirois habe'eros mayim, which is represented by Yitzchok Avinu digging up these wells of water. We know that the word Yitzchok is bigematria 8 times Yudke Vovke, corresponding to the sphere of Bina. When we count from the bottom up, Bina is the 8th sphere. And Bina is the origin from where the Eitzos originate. Bina is the heart. Ulevavo Yovin Veshov. That's this Tzakas Halev. That's this Mimamakim Kirosicho Hashem. The Eitzos are finalized by Netzach and Hoid, by the Kloyos. The Tikkun HaZohar says that Bina ad Hoid is Pashtus. Bina extends all the way down to Hoid. And it's brought that the word Bina makes up the first letters Bina, Yesoid, Netzach, Hoid, showing that that's where it's reaching down to. Validei hisgalus ha'etzos nisgat el ha'emunah kanal. And when the etzos are revealed, then the emuna is elevated. Keep in mind, we've mentioned many times in recent pages that the Torah is called the Book of Eitzos. It says in Mishlei, Li Eitzah V'Sushia. In me is found advice and salvation, Eitzah and Sushia. And the Torah is referred to as Eitzos, Taryag Itin Doiraitza, the 613 Eitzos of the Torah. And the whole, what the Torah is really all about is Gilui Emuna. We know the Gemara says at the end of Makos, Bo Chavakuk veheemidon alachas, that Chavakuk came along and he summarized the entire Torah in one thing. What is it? Emuna. Vitzadik beemunoso yichye. The more we reveal these etzos, the more the Emuna is elevated. That's the most important etzah. As we say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, in the Chazoras HaShatz of Shachris, there's a paragraph there, Atohu Hashem Alekeinu Gibor Venarots. So in that paragraph goes according to the Aleph Beis. And when you get to the letter Ayin, it says there, Atzosoi Emuna. His advice is faith. What is the most important advice of Hashem and of the Tzaddik? Emuna. V'zeh tzrichin ato bo Hoshana Rabbah. And this is what we need now on Hoshana Rabbah. Ki oz nigmar hachoysom. Because on Hoshana Rabbah is when the final seal is being completed. Bechinas choysam betoy choysam. And we know that in Torah, there's a concept of a seal within a seal, that when you want to really protect something, the Torah speaks about certain sensitive items, meat, wine, that when you're transporting it and there's a chance of a goy substituting it or touching it, you double seal it. There's choysam betoy choysam. And there's a chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 22 in Likutei Moran, which is entitled Choysam Betoy Choysam, and there Rabbeinu Zal expounds on the two Choysams, what they are. And he tells us that the Choysam Hayodin, the Choysam of the hands, is Emuna. V'hachoysam hu bechinas Emuna kayadua. The seal is Emuna. We find by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Vayihi Yodov Emuna. His hands were extended out in a display of faith in Hashem, in prayer. And this is why on Hoshana Rabbah we take those weeping willow branches, the tzoyekan aleihem, and we scream, we cry out to Hashem, Hoshana. When they get to that part of the prayer, the volume goes up. The volume goes up, the intensity goes up. Shezeh b'chinas hizgalus ha'etzos. This represents a final revelation of the etzos. Vaidezen is gadel hu emuna, and this brings about a heightening of emuna. Validei hu emuna nigmar hachoysam dikdusha, and it's with emuna that the seal of holiness is completed. Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen ve'amen. V'chein mevur biksovim, and so too it's explained. It's mentioned many times in the Kisli Arizal. Sheho etzos shein bechinas netzach hoid nikroim yeshuos. The Arizal says that the term Yeshuos that we have in Tefillah, in many places, we have it before the Kriya Shema, in the prayer before Ahava Rabba, Matzmiach Yeshuos, Boirei Refuos, Noira Sehilos. The Arizal says that Eitzos, which come from Netzach and Hoid, just like we said that Moshe Rabbeinu received his prophecy, Mibein Shnei HaKruvim, from between the two cherubs, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which had those baby faces, which we said represented Netzach and Hoid. So the Arizal says that Eitzos are called Yeshuos. Eitzos and the spheros of Netzach and Hoid are called Yeshuos. V'zeh shemispalim. And now you'll observe that in Maariv, when we daven Maariv, in the Tefillah of Hashkivenu, we say there, V'sakneinu be'etza toiva milfanecho, Hashem, please provide us with good advice, good counsel from you, v'hoishienu mehera, and save us, give us a Yeshua, a speedy Yeshua. Ki ikar ha-Yeshua al yedei ho-etza. Because the main salvation of a person comes from the person receiving proper etza, being given the proper guidance and direction to know what to do. Ki ikar ha-yeshua al yedei ha-etza toiva b'chinas, as it says in another pasuk, u'tshua b'roiv yoyetz. V'alkein tzoyakin bo'hishana rabba hoishana kama pomim. And this will explain why we repeat this battle cry, hoishana, many times on hoishana rabba. Ki oz ikar tikun hamshachas ha-etza. Because it's then on hoishana rabba, when it is one of the main times of completing this process of drawing the Eitza that we need. Shehein Bechinas Arvei Nachal, which are associated with the Arovois, Sheoiskem Behemoz, which our major focus on Hoshana Rabba is with them.
Yitzhak Avinu dug wells, that he re-dug what Avram Avinu had also dug.
Correct.
So Rav Nosson Zal was telling how that Yitzhak Avinu Davka was the one who returned to do it. How does it relate to the Avos also having done that?
Yitzhak represents Gevura, and Gevura comes from Chesed. Gevura is associated with Chesed. In the Zohar HaKadosh there, it speaks about it. Avram Avinu started a process. Yitzhak Avinu adds his piece to it. I just had it recently in chapter 4 in Likutei Moran, the second half of Likutei Moran, that when Rabbeinu Zal speaks about a flow of chesed, in order for the chesed to be usable, it must be within a tzimtzum, it must be within a keli. And the keli is gvura, yira. The chesed is ahava, the keli is yira. So we're always working with these two. The Zohar HaKadosh, when it speaks about this over there, says that first we receive a flow of chasodim, that on Rosh Hashanah there's also a flow of chasodim taking place, but he says now in order to complete the process, we need the five gvurois to be sent down. Because the Gemara says that geshem, rain, comes from gvurois. The Mishnah in Tainus begins mazkirin gvurois gishomim. And we say mashruch mordagoshim in the brach of atogibor. So Yitzchak is taking over after Avram Avinu already did his piece. Right now, Rav Nosson Zal jumped in the portion of Yitzchak. And he's telling us that even by Yitzchak, there's a two-step process. There's a procedure that begins on Rosh Hashanah, but it isn't completed, and it has an initial seal on Yom Kippur, and then the double seal, the final seal, is put on Hoshana Rabbah.
Rosh Hashanah Rabbah is the final seal, Shmini Atzeres. How does it relate to Hanukkah also being another final seal?
Good question. There are Sifrei Chassidus. I'm not sure if it's mentioned in Sifrei Kabbalah also, but it's definitely mentioned in many Sifrei Chassidus, that there is also, that there's still an extension, there still is an opportunity, even if a person missed the boat on Rosh Hashanah, and Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, and on Yom Kippur, and Hoshana Rabbah, if they still didn't really complete everything they were supposed to, we still have a chance until Zois Chanukah, until the final day of Chanukah. And the Sifrei Chassidus bring many ramozim to show. When the Torah speaks about the initiation ceremony of the Mishkan, it says, Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach. And when it speaks about the Kohen Gadol going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to bring about an atonement for all of our sins, it says, Bezois Yovoi Aharon El HaKodesh. And there are many ramozim brought to show that if Chas V'Shalom, a person didn't do what they should have done throughout Aseret Yemei Teshuvah and Yom Kippur and Hoshana Rabbah, don't give up. There's still another opportunity even, all the way at Zois Chanukah. Hilchos Hoshana Rabbah u'Shmini Atzeres v'Simchas Torah. Al pi ha'maimar ha'maschil chodi Rabbi Shimon. This halach is based on the chapter in Likut Imran, which begins with the words, Rabbi Shimon rejoiced, referring to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Ayin Shom Kol HaMaimar Kulay B'Likut Imran Horishon. Study that entire chapter of Likut Imran in the first half of Likut Imran. To summarize what it says there, Kal Yidei Pegam Emunas Chachamim Ein Yecholim Lohoitzi HaMishpot Lo'oyer. When there's a lack of proper faith and respect for rabbis, we are not able to really clarify justice. True justice. Dehainu, and now Rabbi Nachman over there gives a very specific definition of what he's referring to. And this is extremely important. Dehainu, lizkos lekabel ulahoitzi mishpete hanhogos yeshorois mikol halimudim shaloime batoira. What we're referring to specifically here is the Torah is our constitution. It's our book of laws, of customs, of advice, of everything. That's what the Torah is. A person studying Torah, what's most important that I'm looking to take out of my study of Torah? The answer is, it's to receive and extract proper behavior. Mishpatei hanhogos yeshorois. Mikol halimudim shelom batorah, from everything that I study in the Torah, whether it's the stories, whether it's the halachas, whether it's the Kabbalah, anything and everything I'm studying in Torah, one of the most important goals is lekabel ulahoitzi mishpatei hanhovos yeshorois, to be able through my study of Torah that I'm going to be able to make proper to make the proper choices, the proper decisions when I'm dealing with my relationship with Hashem, when I'm dealing with my relationship with my fellow man. I'll really know and do the right thing in all instances. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran that when a person is poigem in emunas chachamim, when a person shows disrespect to the rabbis, the punishment is nidoin b'moisrois. they're punished, they're judged with waste matter. As the Torah writes about Doyeg Ho'adoymi, who was the one who, through his study of Torah, he came to the mistaken belief that David HaMelech did not qualify as a Jew, that David HaMelech could not come because his grandmother, Rus HaMoaviah, is not allowed, we don't accept Geirim from Moav, even though he was mistaken, because it says we don't accept a Moavi, we don't accept a male convert from Moav. But the rabbis concluded, deduced from there, but we do accept a female convert from Moav. And Doyeg Ho'adoymi, who was an Av Bezdin, but the Torah says, Shehayo Netzar Lifnei Hashem. The pasuk in describing Doyeg Ho'adoymi says, he was constricted, he was withheld before Hashem. Didn't he would hold back, refrain from going to the bathroom? As a result of retaining that waste matter improperly, that waste matter affected his thinking, his brain, and caused him to make mistakes, to interpret the Torah incorrectly. Ayin Sham, look over there in the beginning of Torah Samach Aleph from the Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this, based on the Gemara. V'oz ein loy etzo shlema lo'olam. And when a person is judged with these moisrois, and Rabbeinu Zal says, therefore, when that person eats, the vapors, the negative, the foul vapors from the food that they eat go up to the brain and cloud their brain. It clouds their issue to see clearly, to make the right decisions, the right choices. V'tomid humesupok. And that person is always indecisive. Emuna is the opposite of suffik. We say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there's a paragraph in the Chazoros HaShatz of Musaf, which is entitled V'choyel Ma'aminim. And all the Jews, we all believe. And we say there, Havadai Shemoi Kein Tehilosoi. Hashem's name is, Hashem is Vadai. Hashem is definite. Our faith in Hashem is defined as something Vadai. The word Havadai is Bigimatria 26, which is Hashem's name Yudke Vavke. Rabbeinu Zal says there in the Likutei Moran, Ach Yesh Mayim Shemetaharim Me'elu Hatinoifis. However, there are purifying waters which can cure or heal a person from this filth, from this excrement. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, V'zorakti aleichem mayim tohirim utahartem mikoil tumoisechem. I will sprinkle on you purifying waters and you'll be purified from all impurities. And Rabbeinu Zal explains there what that is. V'ozoiche le'etzo shleimam. They will no longer be defiled with the idols of the goyim. V'lo yechotzu l'shtei mamlochos oid. Mamlochos loshen etza. The word mamlochos means kingdom, and the word malchus in Hebrew also means etza. As the pasuk says, Malki yishpar aloch. I will bestow my guidance, my advice upon you. Shezoiche le'etza shlema. Through these purifying waters, we're zoicha to perfection of Eitzah. And these waters are generated through machloikis, through conflict. Bechinas mei meriva. Just as the place from which the Jews ended up receiving water from the rock was called mei meriva, waters of conflict. Because when a person has conflict, when a person is being attacked, a person is being challenged with questions, somebody disagrees with him, and they ask questions to challenge that person, that causes the person who's being challenged to do tshuva. The word tshuva means response, and the word tshuva also means repentance. Vaydeze nisrabin hasforim shela Torah. And through the process of tshuva, through this question and answer, shailois and tshuvois, this generates sforim. We know we have thousands, or maybe tens of thousands of sforim that were written by rabbis that were based on people challenging them with questions in Torah and the rabbi responding. And this brings about a flow of these purifying waters. Vezoichen le'etza shlema, and we're zoichet to perfection of etza. Vayideze nimtokin kol hatzimtzumim v'chol hadinim. And this sweetens and eliminates all constrictions, all harsh judgments, all negativity. Kalideze yecholan lekabel michochma ilah. Because through this hamtokas hadinim of these tzimtzumim, through everything we spoke about till now, this enables the Torah to connect with its source, which is called Chochma Ilah. V'chulu v'chulu. Rav Nosson Zal says, again, he's giving us one-liners here. Over there in Likutei Moran chapter 61, Rabbeinu Zal elaborates and explains all of this thoroughly. Bechinas Even Shesia. This Chochma Ilah is also referred to as the foundation rock of the world, which was in the Holy of Holies in the Beis HaMikdash. Sheshom nichlalu kol avnei Yaakov, where all the 12 stones that surrounded Yaakov Avinu when he lie down at the place of the Beis HaMikdash, all those 12 stones merged together and became one, integrating with this Even Shesia. Shezeh b'chinas ma shenoisim al Rosh Hashanah letzadikim. And at the conclusion of that chapter on Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal explains that based on everything discussed in that chapter, this will explain the incredible importance of traveling on Rosh Hashanah to Tzadikim. Validei klolius hanefoshos, and by many Jews gathering together and uniting in one assembly, aydezeh nase simcha, this generates simcha. Bechinas oyer Tzadikim yismach, as the Pasuk says, the light of Tzadikim brings joy. Bechinas Chodi Rabbi Shimon, as the Zohar Kodesh says, Rabbi Shimon was happy. Paragraph Aleph. Vezeh Bechinas Hoshana Rabba, She'oz Mispalalin Al Hamayim. Hoshana Rabba is a day when we say special tefillos, pleading for waters. Ve'isa Bezohar, and it says in the Zohar Kodesh, Behahu Yoima, it's about this day, Hoshana Rabba, that the Pasuk says, Vayoshav Yitzchak, Yitzchak returned, Vayachperes Be'eroi Samayim, and he dug up the wells of water, Asher Chofru, which had originally been dug, Bimei Avraham Aviv, during the time of his father Avraham, Vayisatmun Pelishtim. However, the Pelishtim covered up those wells, they blocked up those wells. Ki ha'ovois osku b'chafirois be'eroi's, because the ovois haktoishim were involved in digging wells. Shezel b'chinas sherotzu lachboir ulahasig v'limtsoi b'chinas mayim tohirim anal. What this means is that these tzaddikim were involved in digging up and trying to achieve and discover those purifying waters. V'litoher min hatinoifes v'hamoisrois, and to become purified from the filth, from the waste matter, she'oile u'mevalvele samoyach, which rises up and confuses and clouds a person's brain, al yidei pigam emunas chachamim, when there's a lack of emunas chachamim. Shekol ze nimshach michet odom rishon. This problem began by the sin of odom rishon, shepogam be'emuna kayadua, who was poigim in emuna. The pigam of eating from the Eitz Hadas was actually a pigam of avodah zarah, gilui arayos, and shfichas damim. Avodah zarah in going directly against a command of Hashem. We say in Kriya Shema, Vesartem, you'll turn away from Hashem, Vavadatem Elokim Acherim, you'll be worshipping idols. When a person turns away from Hashem, they're turning towards Avodah Zarah. Gilui Arayos, we mentioned that the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the eating from the Eitz Hadas was directly related to the mistake of not waiting till Shabbos to unite with his wife Chava. That's considered a pigam of Gilui Arayos, in a sense, an aspect of pigam abris. Shfichas domim, in that Hashem said, you eat from that tree, you're going to die, and you're going to bring death to the world. So it was all three pigamim, and it was also a pigam in emunas chachamim, as Rav Nosson Zal had explained a few pages back, that again, Hashem spoke to Adam Arishon, and Hashem gave Adam Arishon instructions of how to deal with the Eitz Hadas. The Nachash came and gave his proposal. Adam Arishon and Chava, following the advice of the snake, instead of following Adam HaRishon's understanding and interpretation of what Hashem said, was a pigam in emunas chachomim. Adam HaRishon didn't have enough faith in himself, in his own understanding of what Hashem said, and instead went for the snake's opinion, the snake's advice and guidance. As it says, Hanochosh Hishiani, the snake advised me. The main mistake of Adam HaRishon was in the area of Emunas Chachamim. Shehu Torah Shebal Peh. Shehu B'chinas Loisosur Yomen Usmoil. As the Torah says, do not deviate to the right or to the left of what the rabbis will tell you. Dahainu Sheosur Losur Mipshat Divrei HaTorah Ho'amitim Liyomen Usmoil. It is forbidden to deviate, to turn away from the interpretation of the true interpretation of the Torah, not to the right and not to the left. Which means not to try to be more religious or less religious than what it says, than what the rabbis tell us to do. Ki odom v'chava batchilo hoisifu al atziva. Because the Torah tells us clearly, the mistake began when the snake engaged Chava in conversation, and said to her, what did Hashem say about this Eitz Hadas? And she said, oh, Hashem said we shouldn't eat from it, we shouldn't touch it. Where did Hashem say that? Hashem never said don't touch it. She said, Hashem said not to touch it, which was not true, it was a mistake. And because she said that, the Medrash says that the snake pushed Chava into the tree, and she touched the tree, and he said, look, you said if you touch the tree, you're going to die. Look, you're not dead. So obviously you got it all wrong. And if you eat from the tree, you're not going to die either. Nimtza shebatchila rotzo lahachmir ulahoisif al hatzivui. In the beginning, Chava wanted to be more religious. Sheze b'china shesor liyamin. That's the concept of deviating to the right. V'achar kach, and afterwards, al yideze, because of that, Dochva, the snake pushed her. Obviously, this is not necessarily in physical terms. It's presented in the Torah like this for us to be able to understand what we're speaking about conceptually. Ad shesoro legamri lismoil, to the point where she ended off going totally off track. She turned completely away from Hashem to the left. Va'ovro al mitzvah sashem yizborach. And she ended up going directly against the instructions of Hashem. Ki ha-mitzvah she-tziv Hashem yizborach lo m'chava, because the specific instruction that Hashem gave to Adam and Chava, ze b'chinas Torah she-bichsav, that could be compared to the written Torah. V'ha-pirush shel ha-mitzvah, however, interpreting Hashem's words, understanding exactly what does Hashem mean, Masho Yitzrichin Lohovin Ulafarish Divrei Hashem Yisbor Karoi Bemis, this that Adam and Chava was supposed to understand and interpret Hashem's words properly, Be'emet, Ze Bechinas Torah Shebal Peh. That's the concept of the oral Torah. Veheim, whereas they, Alidei Atzas HaNochosh, as a result of engaging the snake, and engaging him in conversation and listening to his advice, hite oisam min apirush ho'emes shel divrei Hashem yisborach. He caused them to be mistaken from the true, correct interpretation of Hashem's words. Shehu b'chinas Torah shebal peh, which is what the Torah shebal peh is all about, ad shesoru liyamin v'lismoil. And then they ended up sliding. So we see that the real mistake here was a pigam in emunas chachamim, shubichinas Torah shebal peh, sheho ikar, of which the real basic definition of emunas chachamim is, as it's presented in the Chumash, shubichinas loy sosur, do not deviate, levli losur liyamin v'lismoil, don't try to be more religious or less religious than what the rabbis teach us. Kimavur b'mayim ranal, as is explained over there in Likutei Moran. And as a result of this, their whole power of Eitzah was damaged. Bechinas, as it says, Hanochosh Hishiani, the snake advised me, Shuloshen Eitzois. Bechinas Eitzois Nivorois, as the Pasuk says, speaking about harmful advice. V'Avraham v'shar ha'avos she'asku b'tikun pekam zeh, and Avram Avinu and Yitzchak and Yaakov, who were involved in repairing the pegam of the Eitz Hadas, as is explained in the Sifrei Kabbalah and Chassidus. Al kein osku b'chafirois beiros. This is why we find that they were involved in digging wells. Shehu b'chinas tikun anal, which is the tikun of pegam emunas chachamim, pegam eitzah, b'chinas mayim tohoirim, the purifying waters, mei meriva, that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likutei Moran. Ki Avraham v'Yitzchok v'chol ha'avos hayu aleihem merivos u'machloikos gedolos. Because Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu and Yaakov and all of the forefathers of the Jews had major opposition and conflict against them. Mi paroi va'avimelech ukiyotze from many. V'chol zeh hoyomachmas pegam chet odom rishon. And all of this was caused by the pegam, by the damage that was caused by the sin of odom rishon. Machmas pegam emunas chachamim kanal. V'alkein hoyu oiskim bazeh hatikun. That's why they were involved in these digging wells. V'osu tshuva, and they were constantly doing tshuva, bringing themselves closer and closer to Hashem. V'chofru be'erois, they dug wells. B'chinas mayim to'orim, those purifying waters. B'chinas mei meriva kanal, waters that come in a state of conflict. V'alkein hoyu merivois gedolois al ha-be'erois b'mei Avram v'Yitzchak. And this is why the Torah makes a point of saying that when they were digging these wells, they encountered major opposition. That Avram Avinu reprimanded Avimelech about the wells which Avram Avinu had dug, and Avimelech's people were fighting him every step of the way. As we quoted the pasuk before, ki habe'erois hein b'chinas mei meriva, because these wells that they were digging, these are the waters of conflict that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likutei Moran. Sheyeshach aleihem machloikos gedolos b'chol pam, whereby there's major opposition and conflict when we're trying to dig up these wells to find these mayim tohoirim that are going to purify. Ki b'chol pam shecholkim u'meirivim al hatzadik ho'emes. Because on every occasion, when people oppose and fight against the true tzaddik, v'hu mis'oirer b'tshuva, and what does the tzaddik do when he sees this conflict, this opposition? It brings him to do tshuva, to get closer to Hashem. He'll always attribute it to his own shortcomings, and he'll try to improve constantly. It'll make him better and better. U'mesakein pegam emunas chachamim. And the tzaddik himself is involved in repairing this pegam of emunas chachamim. V'azai hu masig u'moitzi b'chinas mayim tohirim. And through this, he achieves and he discovers these purifying waters. Mei meriva kanal. Azai acharka chen cholkim emiriv of oida pam achar pam. And then there's more conflict again and again. So long as the damage has not been completely repaired. And the tzaddik has to constantly be involved in this process, this tikkun. Digging up these purifying waters, pam achar pam, again and again. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in Likutei Moran, Ayin Sham, look over there. This is what Likutei Halachos is all about. Rav Nosson Zal puts on glasses. His glasses are the Likutei Moran, the teachings of Rabbi Nachman, and he'll look at the entire Torah through the prism of Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, and he'll show you perfect correspondence between what's taking place in the Torah and the order that Rabbeinu Zal describes in Likutei Moran. Shebechol pam kefi amachloikes kein zoch lebchinas amayim kanal. Every time, according to the conflict that the tzaddik is experiencing, according to that, he's digging, he's discovering more and more waters. V'alkein v'chol pam shechofru Avram Yitzchak be'er hoyale machloikes yoiser. And this is why every time Avram Yitzchak Avinu dig up a well, there was more conflict. Ki kol ma shasku b'tikin zev rotzu lachbor legalas be'er mayim chayim. Leitom and Atayim is the more they were involved in this tikkun of trying to dig up and reveal these purifying waters, ulegalois das v'seichel boilam, and to reveal das and seichel, which is compared to water. The waters of das, which das, how to serve and get to know Hashem. The more that tzaddikim tried, the more the opposition kept fighting them. Shehem haplishtim anshi avimelech v'rotzu lekalkel v'listoim tikkun zeh, and they wanted to destroy and to block up this tikkun. Lehalim in ha'olam haderech v'hadas sherotzu Avram v'Yitzchok legalos boilam, to try to hide from the world the path and the das which Avram and Yitzchok were trying to broadcast to the world. Eich lehiskariv l'Hashem Yisborach, how to come close to Hashem. Ukemoikein b'chol pam shehim izgabru olav v'nechel kol ha'beirois b'merius machlokes, and so to each time that the opposition kept fighting and battling this process, kein nisoyeru ha'ovois b'chol pam yoyser v'yoyser, the tzadikim kept trying again and again to be involved in this tikkun. Hakol kidei legalois bechinas mayim toirim, and what this is all really about is to reveal these purifying waters, bechinas mei mariva hanal, li toher min amoisrois, to become purified from the excrement, from the excesses, kidei liskois le'etzo shlema, and to be zoche to perfection of etzo. Ki kol zman sheloi nistakein pegam emunas chom b'shlemus, because so long as we have not yet succeeded in repairing the pigam of Emunas Chachamim completely, Shehu Chet Adam Rishon, which is the sin of Adam Rishon, this is why there will always be this opposition, this conflict, when the tzaddikim are trying to reveal these purifying waters, to reveal the path, the true path, the best path of how to come close to Hashem, Shehu Tikkun Pigam Anal, which is the tikkun of this pigam of Emunas Chachamim. Any questions, please?
This digging well situation, is this a metaphor or literally going into the field, putting down a spade, digging 6 feet down, drawing water that does something in the spiritual world to reveal advice?
Correct.
Or is there something else going on?
The answer is it's both. There's a pasuk that the Baal Shem Tov quotes, a very, you know, two words that clarify this topic, and it's like an introduction to this world. Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem is our shadow. A shadow. Every move you make, your shadow works, moves with you. Every physical move that a Jew makes in this world brings about a reaction, a response in the spiritual worlds. Every significant move. So that when the Torah tells us that they were digging wells on a physical level, we are talking about that. That's a story that's being presented on a certain level for children and for bigger children, etc. But when we enter into the realm, the study of Pnimius HaTorah, we're being shown what was going on here on a spiritual level. When a person goes into a barber shop and he goes in to take a haircut, and they didn't cut the peyos, or they were careful, and they didn't use a razor, they did this. Tons of spiritual things going on with every physical procedure that a Jew performs. Person gets up in the morning, what is every normal human being, a guy in China, you know, you wash your face, you wash up. A Jew gets up in the morning, he washes negavasa, he washes 3 times intermittently, because he was told that there's a koyach atuma called bas melech, and a tuma that's shoyer on the hands, and the only way to remove that tuma is by washing your hands specifically in this formula, etc., etc. So all of our physical activities that are going on in the world are connected to spiritual things. And the limud of Kabbalah and Hasidus is what really turns on the lights to give you genuine, accurate insights as to what's going on a spiritual level, you know, in all of these physical things taking place in the world.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Sure. Yes, the topic of Emunas Chachomim and Moisrois. Let's say when a person eats food, in the food there's good and bad. just like in the Eitz Hadas, there was good and bad. And we know that when we put food into the body, Hashem has created the body in such a way that the body has the wisdom and the capability of separating the good from the bad in the body. And if there's any malfunction in this, it can kill the person physically and mentally, spiritually. This particular sin of emunas chachomim, pegamen emunas chachomim, the Gemara says the punishment is moisrois. This Gemara is very apropos. Tomorrow we're starting the 3 weeks, the Bein HaMetzorim, Shivos HaBetamuz. And that portion in the Gemara in Gittin, page 50, 3-4 pages of Gemara, around page 56, 57, where there one of the stories that the Gemara brings is about Unculus the convert, who before he finalized his decision to join the Jewish nation, he wanted to consult with three major consultants. Bale Yetzer. Who were his Bale Yetzer? His uncle, Uncle Titus, and Bilam, and Yeshu, the Gemara says. These three, all three were dead at the time, and Unculus decided to consult with them. And he knew in those days there were powers of Tumah by which you could connect with the dead and consult with them. So the Gemara tells there that Unculus consulted with Titus, and Titus said to him, what do you say? Oh, we don't have time to go into the whole discussion, but he said to Titus, and by the way, what's your punishment in heaven, great uncle? And he said, my punishment is that I left a will that when I die, I want them to cremate me and spread my ashes over the seven seas so that if there is a Hashem up there, if there is a court, they won't be able to judge me because they won't be able to put me back together. Guess what? They found a way to put me back together. And they bring those ashes back together. They put me back together and they reburn me every single day. That's my punishment. Then when Unculus brought Yeshu back up, he asked him, consulted with him, and he said, by the way, what's your punishment in heaven for your sin, which was malig al divrei chacham, and making fun of the words of the rabbis? He said, oh, my punishment is that I'm boiled every day in tsoya, tsoya roisachas. When it came to Bilam, Bilam said, my punishment is they boil me in zera, because again, his sin was, he was the one who gave Balak the advice to get the Jews to commit sins of adultery with the non-Jewish women. So we see that the sin, the punishment in each case is very specifically related to the sin. It's mida keneged mida. So Rabbeinu Zal says that a person who considered the words of the rabbis excessive, pegamen emunas chachamim means, I don't need the rabbi. Who needs them? What do you mean? I have the Bible. I have the Chumash. Their words are excessive. It's unnecessary. Person who considers the words of the rabbis moisrois, that person is nidoin b'moisrois. Their punishment is moisrois. And Rabbeinu Zal explains that when a person eats, there are vapors that go up to the brain from the food. And if the person is in a good place, then those vapors nourish the brain. If the person is poigim and amunas chachamim, then those vapors, the foul vapors, the negative vapors going up from the food, damage the person's brain. They cloud and damage the person's thinking, and they do not allow the person to have Eitzah Shleima.
Halacha, in Kasher, it speaks about either Basar Ben HaShinayim that sits in your teeth for 6 hours or kind of goes up, and there's these vapors. I'm wondering if that's connected to the vapors that I was speaking about.
Definitely. Definitely. That's one example of this on a physical level, most definitely. In recent pages, the topics that we're involved in are this issue of Emunas Chachamim, and you see Rav Nosson Zal putting a major dogish on it. This is not the Holy Kutei Halachos. Remember, there's 4,000 pages. He's going to talk about many other things also, but this is definitely one of the major critical pieces of Yiddishkeit, because we see that there were major players. Doeg HaAdoimi was an Av Besdin. Koirach was a Pikeach. He was the leader of Shevet Levi. And this one item, this one issue of Emunas Chachamim, can make or break a Jew.